Chapter 23 Vacuum. College junior Callie Washington and seven of her friends had spent New Year's at a mountain cabin just north of Sacramento. Although calling it a cabin was a bit misleading, she'd discovered. Deacon's parents more or less had their own personal ski lodge, complete with numerous rooms, a fully stocked bar, a hot tub, and even a pool. One of the other boys, Seth or Jess or something, had come up with the idea of jumping into the unheated pool just after midnight. "If you spend the first minute of the year cold, naked, and wet," he explained, "everything after that has to be better." Callie knew it was more about getting her and the other women to take their clothes off, but she'd had enough vodka at that point it didn't seem like a big deal. She'd dropped her pants, pulled her shirt and bra over her head, and plunged into the pool, chased by cheers and applause. The icy water, just a few degrees above freezing, had slashed at her like razors. The air exploded out of her lungs as she screamed underwater. Her fingers and toes and arms and legs went numb in an instant. The cold pushed its way into her, chilled places that had been warm her entire life. The speed of it left her heart racing with terror. She'd forced her limbs to move and clawed her way to the surface after what felt like 5 or 10 minutes beneath the cold surface. Her friends dragged her out, and she spent the rest of New Year's wrapped in blankets in front of the fireplace. Almost an hour had passed before she stopped shivering. It was the coldest she'd ever been in her entire life. Until now.
"Oh, God, my life's flashing before my eyes."
The heaters in the suit tried to compensate, but she could feel her tears freezing in the corners of her eyes, ice forming on her teeth and tongue. Her scalp was numb. Moisture boiled out of her cheeks and ears, froze on her nose and lips and eyelids. Jake had the helmet. She still had one hand on it, but he had pulled it to him, fitted over his own head. She didn't know what had happened to his helmet. Had he flung it away? Dropped it? The cold seeped down through her open collar, overpowering the heaters. It crawled into her shoulders, slid across her chest, crept down her back. Her arms trembled as it pushed into her bones. How long had it been? Had Jake done his suit restore yet? Had he even started it? Callie reached out blindly with her other hand, set them both against the helmet's visor, felt a faint tremor through the gloves. Were the emergency pumps filling his suit with air, or were her own fingers trembling inside the gloves? So cold. Brutally cold. Her eyes hurt, her nose hurt, her teeth hurt. Teeth could crack and burst from this kind of cold. She remembered that from her classes. The cold crept down past her ass, curled around her thighs. The heaters were doing their best, but there was only so much they could do in an open spacesuit. Where the warming panels touched her, she still had feeling. Everywhere else was freezing. Dying. The cuffs of her gloves tightened, held her wrists, tightened on them again. Jake was squeezing her wrists, letting her know. The suit restore had worked, and even as the thought crossed her cold, addled mind, she felt his grip slip away. No, not away. The empty gloves still hung on her wrists. He'd gone into Anubis, out of the suit. The helmet was hers. Her fingers slid down the visor, found the collar, found the latches. She fumbled with the ones on the side, with her eyes closed through the gloves, trying to focus past the icy shards of pain in her face and ears and gums and lungs. It took a few tries to be sure she'd released both latches. Her hands slid together, found the front latch, twisted it. At the last second, she reached back up. The latch opened, the helmet shifted, and it popped up off the spacesuit, propelled by a few cubic centimeters of escaping air. Her fingers slid off the smooth curves, brushed a ridge, and the helmet, "No, God, oh, no, no, no," spun away from her grasp and vanished. She locked up, Mind reeling, no idea what to do. She had to find the helmet. It could be anywhere. It could still be up above her, spinning in the low gravity just out of reach. It might have landed at her feet. It could have fallen right back onto Jake's suit in front of her. It could have fallen off the... She was blind and had seconds of oxygen left, and the helmet might have fallen among the zombies that surrounded the buggy's porch. They might have already batted it aside. It could be... It bounced on her shoulder. Callie grabbed at it, tried to be fast and careful at the same time. She didn't want to fling it away. It teetered on her shoulder, rolled forward, and she wrapped her arms around it. She fumbled the helmet in her hands, trying to figure out which side was which. She found the opening that matched the collar and slammed it over her head. The edge scraped against her forehead, but she was too numb to feel anything past the impact. Her thoughts felt soft on the edges. Too much vacuum, not enough oxygen in her blood. She shook, wiggled, and twisted the helmet until something made her suit tremble. She pawed at the sides of her swaying head, at the sides of the helmet, searching for the things that held it in place. Icy fire burned in her lungs and raced up her throat. She'd take a breath when it reached her mouth. She wouldn't be able to stop it. She'd open her mouth and let the cold pour into her and freeze her solid. She felt a click through the suit and sound roared back into the universe. Warm air blasted around her and made her aware just how cold she was. Her frozen lips peeled apart and she took in a rasping breath of the thin air. It thickened around her and her gasps echoed inside the helmet as she gulped down more and more. Her teeth throbbed with pain. Ice bound her eyelashes together, holding her lids closed over aching eyes. She couldn't feel her nose or her ears. She'd probably torn her lips when she opened her mouth. She'd know for sure when she started thawing. Callie reached up, found the front latch for the helmet, and snapped it into place. Her fingers worked their way around the collar, found the other side latch, and snapped that one down too. She bent her head to the side, found the thin drinking straw when it poked her in the cheek, and sucked on it. The water was hot and tasteless on her frozen tongue. It made her teeth ache even more. She spit half of it onto the inside of her visor and coughed for almost a minute. She took another deep breath, reached out again, and found an empty spacesuit hanging in its bracket. A quick check found a helmet. She'd drifted one way or the other on the porch. There could be zombie fingers pawing at her feet. She couldn't feel them. She reached to the right and felt nothing. To the left, another suit. She shuffled that way, patted the suit down, confirmed it had no helmet. She tried to picture the back of Anubis in her mind. From right to left should be a suit, Jake's suit, the ladder, and the utility airlock, the open port waiting for her, and the last suit. Callie felt her way across the small airlock hatch. Her numb fingers found the empty port and the lever. Definitely the lever. She got both hands on the bracket, carefully turned herself around, and pushed back. The first attempt jolted her hard to one side. Not lined up. She overcompensated the second time and had another jarring impact. Then a third. She hurled herself back the fourth time, and on the fifth, the bracket snapped shut around her pack, locking her in place as the air in her spacesuit hugged her a little tighter. Her head spun and she sagged in her suit. Anubis held her up. She reached back, felt around, and found the lever again. She pushed on it once, twice, and it flipped with a clack she felt up through her arm and shoulders into her skull. The air inside her helmet shifted. The suit tightened around her chest. No, something grabbed her around the chest, something cold, just as she was starting to feel again. She tried to thrash, to fight it off, but it pulled tight, dragged her back, pulled her out of the suit. Callie's heart slammed against her ribs. Had she missed the bracket? Was the suit open in the back? Was the air pressure shoving her back outside, back into the cold, back into Anubis? She could see the bright lights through her eyelids. Someone with a raspy, leathery voice grunted and heaved again, pulling her free from the port his arms tied around her. They stumbled back and slammed into the wall behind them.
"Got you," croaked Jake. "You're safe. Stop fighting."
She wasn't sure who he was talking to, then felt her arms and legs thrash, trying to get free. She sucked in another flavorless breath, felt the warm air grate its way down her dry throat. Her tongue still couldn't move, let alone make words, but she tried anyway. The sound that came out sounded like a wheeze.
"Had me worried, you crazy bitch," he said.